Mediterranean fusion band Wasol will play tonight at Bell's Brewery, alongside dancers from Karma Belly Dance. The Lansing-based band has been partnering with belly dancers almost since the group started. I talked with Wasol's oud player, Igor Huat.
It's good to have some variety, try some new collaborations, play new tunes or even play the same tunes and see how these turn out and how they feel when we have, you know, movement in front of us. It's really fascinating how the tune can suddenly change on you.
Belly dancer Sheila Bauer, also known as Layla, started collaborating with Wasol about 3 years ago. And since Bauer created her own troupe, Karma Belly Dance, Wasol has shared the stage with more dancers every year. Huat says there are some things he has to keep in mind when he's performing with belly dancers.
With dancers, we have to think about a couple of things. You know, how fast are we going to play these tunes? Because you don't want to play it too fast and have them trip all over themselves, right? And we've had some of those situations where, like, oh, that was too fast. Now it's too late to go back, but you apologize later. So that's one thing, like how fast to play. Another one is how to listen. If I'm soloing, improvising, just with my group, that's one dynamic going on. I'm listening to certain people who are in the group, and I'm listening to the audience. But if I'm playing with a dancer and improvising, and she, or if that happens to be he, there are some male belly dancers, but whoever the dancer is, if they are improvising along with me, I have to give and take with them. And that creates a whole new dynamic because they have their repertoire of movements. They have their preferences that are quite different than what musicians do. So you have to think about these things. And then slowly that develops your language.
Wasol's latest album, The Warp and the Weft, came out about a year ago. The terms warp and weft refer to thread layers in a tapestry rug.
When you're creating a tapestry, there are two layers. There is a layer that's more structural, that's hidden, that you, the final, you know, you don't see really in the final product. And then there's the other layer, which is what you see. And it reflects our group identity. So on the surface, you'll hear what we're now calling Mediterranean fusion. But our background that's not necessarily visible includes such things as classical music upbringing. All of us are classically trained musicians. Includes jazz training. Some of us have played jazz or trained in jazz. Includes rock, pop influences. So that's not really apparent, but it is part of who we are.
On The Warp and the Weft, Wasol covered a song specifically for belly dance.
Zaina is a belly dance tune from an old Egyptian movie. The dancer was called Samia Gamel. And it's one of those situations where, you know, the music starts playing and the dancer starts dancing very much like a musical where suddenly somebody breaks out into song, right? Hey! And it's also got nice form where like a slow start and then really active faster middle part and then goes back to a slower end. It's a great tune. What we add to it is an improvisation section at the end.
Just like a tightly woven rug, Huat says both the band and the dancers have formed a better bond, which makes Wasol's performance one smooth show.
It's a very human thing. The more you spend time with somebody, the more the chemistry can develop, the more you know each other's habits, the more you're comfortable with the music itself. So we definitely mesh much better. And even since the album was released a year ago, we're even much more solid as an ensemble because it's just time and putting the investment in that relationship.
Wasol is performing tonight with Karma Belly Dance at Bell's Brewery. Progressive bluegrass band Faux Grass will also be there. The show starts at 9:30.